Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. This year, gonna be on Seifim Dalet Hei Vav Zayin, but I want to start with what we ended up last year. I have a lot more to say about it. I found more sources and more details, and it also has to do with the Seif Zayin in our material for this week. So we're gonna repeat a little bit the Yesodot that we discussed in the last year. We're gonna go a little bit more in depth and try to understand the Machloket Achronim that happens to be the Mishnah Berurah. Basically, in Sif Katan Kaf Bet, writes the Machloket Achronim, but he doesn't explain what's behind the Machloket Achronim. So we're gonna get more in depth. It's basically Machloket the Taz and the Eliyah Rabbah. So let's just remind ourselves the case from that we discussed last year, and we're going to continue tonight. So we have the Gemara in Beitza Lamed Bet, Lamed Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara discussed Medurta, Vechenbiata, Vekdera. The Gemara says, Milemata Lemala Asur, Milemala Lemata Shari. And what does it mean? That when you have, you want to put a pot, so you should put the pot in the air and then put two barrels on underneath it. So you need to do it b'shinui, not the normal way of building. The normal way of building is putting the walls first and then the roof. If you wanna be matil, some sort of ohel with tfanot, you need to do it b'shinui. And then we have the Gemara in Eruvin Kufbet, the Dichr de Ravuna, the story was that he was asking Rav what he should do with the putting a blanket or a sheet on top of his ayalim, whatever you call it,
rams.
So he told him he should leave a little bit open, tefach open. And in this sugya, it seems to say that there is a problem of creating ohel even without the tfanot. So we mentioned that Tosfot in two places, in Shabbat in Kuf Lamed Chet and in Betzah in Lamed Bet, they seem to say that there is a chiluk between yesh tfanot, mechitza. Tosfot says in Lamed Bet that in Betzah, that the sugya that we need, you need tfanot, is when we require shinui, it has to be that you need the tfanot. We need tfanot in order to create a problem. But if you don't have tfanot, it's not a problem. So what are you going to do, Tosfot, with the Gemara in Eruvin? And in addition to that, we have the Shulchan Aruch himself, Lechora, contradict himself, because when the Rashba bring the opinion of Tosfot, the Rashba argue with Tosfot, and he said in Kuf Lamed Chet in Shabbat, he says, I don't know what you're talking about, Tfanot, not Tfanot. God is one of the cases in the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Lamed Chet, and he doesn't have walls, and it's still Aser. So Tfanot is not the reason to be Aser. So that's what the Rashba says. And the Rashba said, what we care is only if you need the space underneath, that's what caused the problem. Now, the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like the two Rishonim together. The Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel writes that mitah, that it's asur and needed to do b'shinui, it's a mitah that has tfanot. So he have the requirement of Tosfot that what we care about is tfanot, and lichora he hold like the Rashba also, because in Seif Zayin in our material he says that if you have two svarim and you want to put one sefer on top, it's fine because you're not using the space underneath. So the question is, what is going on here? So we said what we said based on the Ritva. In Eruvin, and I want to start with the the Taz, like you mentioned, and I said that I didn't finish it yet, and I did finish it now, and I can give it like Keseder. So the truth is that the Taz is dealing with this problem. And the first one to discuss that was his father-in-law, the Bach. The Bach is the one who raised the question. You can look in the Bach. I brought the Bach inside here. It seems like the Bach himself didn't have the real source of the Rashba, because he's debating. He said that how could the Rashba say that the Tosfot need both? Lichora, it's not like this. Tosfot doesn't mention that. So he's getting confused with the Rashba himself and the Ran that quote the Tosfot. And it's Meforash in the Ran himself that they held in the Tosfot that you need both. You need Mechitzot and you need Tzarich La'ol underneath. And I mentioned last year that the Tosfot in Eruv in Kuf Aleph is the Tosfot who say that Meforash. Mishuma, the Bach and the Taz does not mention the Tosfot in Eruv in Kuf Aleph. But the Rashba and the Ran, when they argue with Tosfot, they quote the Tosfot that they had in front of them that says that you need both. But the Tosfot that we have in front of us in Beitza and in Shabbat doesn't mention Tzarich La'avir Shetachtav, just mention Mechitzot. So they're struggling with what is the opinion of Tosfot. And the Taz, trying to answer his father-in-law question, and trying to say that, you know what, Tosfot doesn't really care about Mechitzot. What Tosfot really is trying to say that there is a different... It depends how many Mechitzot you have. So if you have 4 Mechitzot, then it's Ra'ui L'Shimush. By definition, when you have 4 walls, I'm sure that you can use the space, even if you don't have in mind to use the space. By definition, when you have 4 Dfanot, it's a kosher space to be called Damile Ohel, Damile Binyan, whatever you want to call it. So that's going to be also, even if you're not planning to use it, because by definition it's considered Ra'ui L'Shimush. But if you have 2 Dfanot, 2 Dfanot is debatable. So if you're not using the space, then it's fine. And that's the safe zayin. And if you're planning to use the space, then it's a problem. Based on the approach of the Taz, if you have 4 walls, shulchan with 4 walls, it should be asr to put the piece of wood on top, because even if you don't have, you're not planning to use the underneath, by definition, the fact that there is 4 dfanot, it's asur. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Kav Bet. You have it in the page, in page number 5. Now you can understand the depth of the Mishnah Berurah. כתב התז דאף בטורית הדלן דפים מחומרים לאו דווקא הוא במיטה שדרך להשתמש באווירה מתחת וכיוצא בזה אפילו כשיש לה רק 2 דפים בשני צדדים. I'm just going to skip a little bit. ואינו אסור, the fourth line, ואינו אסור אלא כשיש לו דלת דפים מכל הצדדים כמו טבעה, דאז חשיב אוהל בהנחת הדף מלמעלה, משום דבלאו אחי סתמו אינו עומד להשתמש באווירו. וכשאינו משתמש באווירו, לא חשיב אוהל, ועל כן צריך שיהיה לו דלת דפין מכל הצדדים, כמו תיבה, דאז ראוי להשתמש באווירו. So when you have 4 walls, then it's ראוי להשתמש, although you don't have in mind, we don't care about it. The fact that it has 4 walls, that what the Taz basically did is he switched the walls to be from the Siba to the Siman. It's just a sign that, you're going to use it. Even if you don't have in mind, it's a ראוי לשימוש. It's considered like a... ויש מאחרונים, and who is this we're going to discuss, ויש מאחרונים שמצדדים להקל בשולחן להניח עליו הדף מלמעלה, אפילו כשיש לו דלת מחיצות מכל צד, דמסתמה אין צריך להעביר שתחתיו, אינו שדרכו להשתמש שם. So, he brings the, יש אומרים, יש מאחרונים, and these יש אחרונים, are the אליה רבה, and the שולחן ארוך הרב. You can look in page number 8, page number 8, I'm reading one line above the underlining. כתבתי זה להפוק עם סברת התז, סעיף קטן דלת, ולכולה על מאסור אם יש דלת מחיצות אף שאין צריך להעביר, ודעת השולחן ערוך נראה כמשמעות הרן בשם תוספות, דתרווי ובעינן, מחיצות וצריך להעביר. לכך מתיר במיטה שלנו אף שצריך להעביר. גם בסעיף זין, בסמוך, בספר אחד מכאן, אף שיש מחיצות, כיוון שאין צריך להעביר. ועוד דמידי דרבננו ספק ישנה סברות ענה להקל. So, למעשה, he said that in the Shulchan Aruch himself, he thinks that the Shulchan Aruch opinion is basically like we explained last time, that the Shulchan Aruch hold like the Tosfot in Eruvin, the Tosfot that the Rashba bring, not the Tosfot that we have in front of us in Shabbat and in Beitzah, that sounds like Mechitzot is the only thing that we need. What Tosfot basically saying that we need both. We need Mechitzot and we need Mishtamesh Ba'avir Shetachtav. We need both of them. And if you miss in one of them, it's not considered Binyan, it's not considered Ohel. So if you don't have walls, even if you're planning to use the space underneath, it's fine. If you have walls and you're not planning to use the space, it's also fine. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch have Seif Gimel and Seif Zayin. Seif Gimel is when you have mechitzot and you're probably using mita, you're using for shoes. You're not arguing with the reality that you're using. But Shulchan doesn't have walls. Maybe you don't need to. Shulchan, you have both, maybe, because you're not using underneath. And Sefer, although you have mechitzot, but there is no chiluk between two mechitzot and four mechitzot. It's very difficult. The chiluk that the Taz made between four mechitzot and two mechitzot should have been in the Rishonim. You can't like mechadesh din based on like kushya and like it should have been in the Rishonim. And especially when we found Rishonim that Meforash says that you need both. So even if Tosfot themselves, maybe Tosfot in Beitza and in Shabbat, maybe they just need mechitzot, it doesn't mean that the other Tosfot that we saw Meforash in Eruvin have to say the same thing. So Mimanafshach, we have Rishonim that says that you need both, and Lechora, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Pasken. And it might be that the Tosfot themselves in Shabbat in Beitza, that's what they meant. They just didn't like explain all the Dine Ohel there. They just want to mention to you that it has to be that there is walls. But it's not that they just like learned the whole Sugya of Ohel there. So Lemaise, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah himself also rely on this opinion. He just said, Lechatchila, if you want to be, it's good to be Machmir like the Taz, to be choishish to the Taz, if you have four walls, although you're not planning to use the underneath, don't put, but it's just like a chumra. He just said it like a chumra, and it seems like the Chazonish also understood that the main opinion that the Mishnah Berurah follow is the opinion of the Aliyah Rabbah, and that's lichora lemaise. That's lemaise we hold that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that you need both. And lechumra, we're holding like the Taz, that even when you're not using, you're not planning to use the underneath, you should still be choishesh if there is four walls and a roof, not to do it kederech, to do it b'shinoi.
So two walls and four are the same? Two and four are the same? By some meaning instead of Zion, right? If it weren't for the fact that you weren't using Avir, or would be Aser?
Meaning about two by himself, but two is another Shaila, because in the Rashba, in the Beur Halacha, and other places, it sounds like three is the minimum to... Right. So two by itself is a problem to be mechadish, that two is considered a tzurat binyan. So I'm not sure about two, but I'm sure about three and four, that you need three and four at least three, plus using the space.
And so we're assuming that the case of the Sfarim is where you have...
The Sfarim, no, you're right. The Sfarim shows that the Shulchan Aruch understood that unless the Sfarim discussed when there is three Sfarim, but it sounds like there is two Sfarim there.
Even facing the Gemara, you bring a pot on top of two barrels.
So it sounds like two is also. You can say that it's talking about three. I think the Rashba mentioned that you need three. So I don't know. Maybe the Rashba going to explain all of these. So I don't want to say it like Betorat Vada. I'm just saying that the Rashba sounds like the three is minimum. You're right that the Sfarim sounds a little bit like it's two, but it's not Be'echreach that's what he's talking. Like Sefer Mikan ve'echad Mikan, it's not necessarily Echad Mikan. He's just want to create the space and the... So it's a good question. I'm not sure about two, if it's enough according to Tosfot. It sounds like it. You're right. It sounds like it in Sif Zayin, but I'm not 100% sure because the Rashba sounds like you need three mechitzot. If you're talking about mechitzot, meaning it's not, the Rashba himself doesn't care about mechitzot, but when he quote the Tosfot, that's what he... I think the Biur Halacha brings this...
How do you define using the space under? Because like if our legs are under the table, or is that considered using the airspace under the table? What is considered shush?
Right. So it sounds like you want to keep something there. More like if you want a space to protect something or a space to be a storage or... Putting the legs is like lechora shulchan. Everyone said that it's not considered used achtav, and like, so it seems like you need like you needed to be a space to protect it, to separate this space from the outside, to create its own space. And I mentioned last year that lechora we have three levels of tzarich. We have the tzarich letzel, that's safe bet, and then you don't need mechitzot. Everyone agreed that tzel by itself is a problem. If it's no mechitzot, it's the ideal ohel. An ideal ohel, even without mechitzot, is an ohel. And then we have our sugya, that according to Tosfot, you need walls and you need tzarich la'avir shetachtav, but the tzarich la'avir shetachtav is not necessarily tzel, it's just like you need the space. You need to use the space. And I said briefly last time, and I think it's a good pshat, that's in parentheses, because it's my chidush, you don't have to agree with that the, it sounds like in the Ritva, in Eruvin, the two separate gezeiras. The gezeira of ohel by dichre de ravuna is gezeira atu ohel araya atu ohel keva. That's why ohel is just the cover for tzel. And then we have gezeira atu binyan. Binyan araya atu binyan keva. And then we don't care about tzel. We care about creating a space that it look like a binyan. It's look like creating a space. Binyan is a space that you separate from the outside. Not necessarily... protecting from sun and rain is more like creating a space that it separates from the other space, creating reshut. This doesn't necessarily need to be tzel, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's the safe that Gimel that talks about mita, that you need, if we hold in Tosfot that you need both, that's the pshat. It's a gzera binyan aray, not oil aray. And it's a little tricky. It's not mefurash, it's mashma in the Ritva. You can look in the Ritva in Eruvin, it's in the Pesha also. And the Chazon Ish also, like I just mentioned, in Simanun Beit Sif Katan Yud, seems to understand that the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, like we just mentioned, that the main opinion in the Eliya Rabbah, like Tosfot in Eruvin, that we need both walls and Tzarich La'avir Shetachtav. And he just mentioned that even with Tosfot, we have the problem that we can't be Mekel completely, even when we don't need the space underneath, because we have the problem that Tosfot says. When Tosfot had the question from Kuva, why Kuva is Asur to cover? Because it has walls before Shabbat. And Tosfot says that if you have walls before Shabbat, then you could put, like, Kira, we do Chazara, so what's the problem? So Tosfot says, Kuva Rechava Meot. So that basically ruined everything. Because we thought, according to Tosfot, if you don't need the space underneath, even if you have walls, you can put the walls. You can put, but this is true only if it's small. What is big now? Everything is like, we don't really know. So, unless you're sure that it's small, you should be choishish. Maybe it's big. So, although we said what we think in Tosfot and lechora that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not going to help us to be makel with everything. We're going to see that soon in the Biur Halacha with Mita. Foldable bed that he said it should have been mutar, but wait, maybe it's big, so it's not very helpful. It's helpful, but up to a certain point. Now, let's go to the Kiset Raskal, Seif Hey, and we'll see how much we can go through. So we have the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Lamed Chet. It's page number 9. Mankit Abaye Chumre Matnita. Oh, I was covering the phone, so I don't know if it's... Mankit Abaye Chumre Matnita Vetani. Hagod V'Ameshameret Kila V'Kise Galin Lo Yase. Di Masa Patur Aval Asur. So we have the God. God is what we explain. As you have like a big leather that you put milk in it or food, and you want it to keep it cold, so you hang it on four poles, and the air goes underneath and keeps it cold. Meshameret, it's like you put it on top of the barrel to strain. Kila v'kise galin. Kila is like a, you have a blanket on top of a pole. V'kise galin, we're going to see soon, lo yase, you're not allowed to do. V'imasa patur aval asur. Ohele keva lo yase, v'imasa chayav chatat. Aval mita v'kise traskal v'asla, mutar lintotam lechatchila. We have a bed, we're going to see what type of bed. V'kise traskal, it's like a special chair, it seems like a foldable chair. V'asla is also basically like a toilet seat, old toilet seat. It's again the same heter lechora, it's a foldable. So now Rashi, when he discusses kise galin, so Rashi have a chidush. It seems like the whole discussion here is about ohel. And Rashi decided that kise galin is a different reason. It's not; it has nothing to do with ohel. Rashi said kise galin, כמו מיטה גלין את הדקירה, ומפרקין מיטותיהם וכיסאותיהם וטוענים אותם וחוזרין, לא יעשה, Rashi said דאו אל הרעיינין, וכיסא גלין נמי גזירה שמה יתקע בחוזק. So, kise galin, according to Rashi, is not, has nothing to do with ohel, it's just like a problem of shema itka. So it's still in the dinim of boneh, ohel, fine, but it's not a problem of ohel, so you would have, the issue is shema itka. Maybe you're going to do it in a strength, and it's going to be boneh, or makeh bepatish. Aval mita, and then Rashi explained what is mita. מיטה שלנו המחוברת ועומדת, אם הייתה זקופה או מוטה על צידיה, מותר לנטותה לישבה על רגליה. ואף על גב דאשת אביד או אל שרי, דלוב מידי אביד אלא ליטובה באלמה. So Rashi says that this mita that we're talking about is like a bed that has לכאורה walls and a roof. And it was prepared from before Shabbat, it's just like leaning on the side and you're putting it back down. So you would have thought that maybe putting it back down is creating ohel. So Rashi said, no, it was, the space was prepared, you just move it from place to place. You're not doing anything. Kise traskal, kach shmo, ובלעז, I don't know, kise mitkapel, ועליונו של אור, on top of it there is a piece of leather, and that's basically where you see it. ומקפלין אותו, you fold it, וכשמסלקים אותו, סומכים אותו לכותל. מסלקים, meaning when you fold it, you put it next to the wall. What?
Fold stool. That's
the lot. Nice. Very nice, okay, fold stool. וכשמסלקים אותו, סומכים אותו לכותל. And you fold it, you put it next to the wall, and when you, וכשרוצה להישב עליו, נוטהו, ויושב על ארבע רגליים. And when you want to see it, you open it, and the chair is basically the person sits on the person or the chair sits on four legs. Ve'asla, so Rashi says ve'asla asui ke'en kiset traskal. It's the same concept of kiset traskal. It just like has a hole inside because it's made for the bathroom. Mutar lintoto lechatchila. And now Rashi explained what's the reason, and this is what we need to keep in mind and try to understand what is the heter behind the kiset traskal and asla. מותר לנטותו לכתחילה דהעביד וקאי. So what does עביד וקאי mean? What do you understand? Or that it's like considered open when it's closed? Or maybe that you're not doing anything? Okay, so Tosfot. Tosfot argue, the first argument that Tosfot has with Rashi is about kise galin. Rashi said that kise galin, the problem is shema itka, right? That maybe you're going to do it in strength and you're going to be chav mishum tokea. It's a makeh bepatish or boneh. So Tosfot said, it doesn't make sense because the whole sugya discusses ohel. Ela haynu ki en mita sheporsim alea or v'asur mishum ohel kshemoshiv tchila amita v'achar kach pores haor da'ava mimata lemala v'asur. So Tosfot says it should be like a mita, a regular mita that we hold Tosfot that it's asur. And when do we hold that it's a mita is asur? When you have mechitzot and a roof, right? So you should do it only milemala lemata. You should put the leather on top and then put the walls on the bottom. Now kiset raskal, Tosfot says. It should be kavua bakise.
Does Rashi hold that it's kavua bakise?
Lichora.
Nota means what? To spread out?
Yeah.
Not to hang on. To set up.
So what do you want to say that Rashi said that it's to hang it on it, to put it on top?
I wasn't sure.
Then what would be the difference between a piece of gallon and a piece of chasuble? A piece of chasuble, not a circle.
It says you fold it up, it doesn't sound like you ever take it off.
The chasuble.
The chasuble.
Yeah.
Hmm?
He says he's saying mitkapel, so you fold it up, and it's not like you take off.
He doesn't say kisei mitkapel. That's a insert that the megihim put inside. Right. What is fold twill? Mekaplenoto. So mekaplenoto sounds like that it's folding, but you're saying that mekaplenoto, you can say that you mekapel the leather. You're not mekapel
the wood. And the legs, spread it out, put the leather up.
You mekapel what?
The frame.
The frame?
In other words, the legs, the legs are done.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be okay? Why would that be okay? Yes. The wire is in a passion, you put it on.
I don't know.
It might be okay. I mean, there is a svara to say that. We're going to see soon the idea behind David Vekai. That's the debate. What exactly going on here? So, Bepashtut, I understood that we're talking when you're folding it with the chair, but there is maybe room to say what you're saying, but it's a big chiddush.
What does the word noteh mean?
Noteh is like, could be
spread out.
Tilting.
Right.
Or moving it in a way that it's...
We said it in film this morning.
What?
It could be more jack, because it just means setting up.
There can't mean anything. It means something.
No, setting up is a more. It can mean patching, or it can just mean moving it. I don't think it means would necessarily mean one thing or the other. Necessarily.
I agree. The note is like a little bit tricky. I'm not sure, but it sounds to me that that's the case. So. I will keep that in mind, and we'll see if we can explain it differently based on the yesod that I'm gonna. What is the pshat that it's mutter? Why is it mutter? So, for you, it's gonna be harder to explain why, and maybe we're gonna be able to explain. But the Biur Halacha sounds like a little bit idea that maybe gonna help you. But so. And Tosfot ends here with the same what we just discussed. So Tosfot explained here that we have to discuss a foldable chair that has mechitzot, because if it doesn't have mechitzot, lichora, what's the problem? And you're not using the. He doesn't mention the using underneath. He just said it has to be that in order to have a problem that I should solve with the fact that it's foldable. That if it wasn't foldable, it would have been aser. So it has to have mechitzot, right? So the whole sugya has to discuss a case that has mechitzot, because without mechitzot, we don't have a problem to begin with. Okay. In the Ran, he also mentioned the reason for the heter. In page 11, you can see in the Ran, he also mentioned the reason. Bechen kiset raskalva. Asla, not askela. Our Gemara says asla. She shel or dehaavide vekaime. So they mentioned the same concept like Rashi, dehaavide vekaime. And what exactly is the pshat with avide vekaime? So whatever you have in mind, we're gonna test it soon. So the Bet Yosef basically quote all the sources that we mentioned. He doesn't add any chidushim of himself. And then in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Seif Hei, page 12, in Seif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the din of Kiseh Asui Prakim. So, וכשרוצים לישב עליו פותחין אותו והאור נפתח. So the Shulchan Aruch for sure understood that we're talking, I mean, you're talking about Rashi, this is the Tosfot. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Tosfot, that the leather is attached to the kise, וכשמסירים אותו, סוגרים אותו, והאור נכפל, מותר לפותחו לכתחילה. Magen Avraham in Seif Katan Chet writes in the next source in page 12 Mutar lefotcho delav mi deavid ela leitu vebealma. We quote Rashi. And then he said, Umehai tama shari leamid achupa velesalka. This is the source that I can be matir putting up a chupa on Shabbos. And kol ha'nearim, that's more relevant for us. So, mehaitam ashari la'amid ha'chupa. Why? Because the love midi avid is the same idea. And we have to talk about chupa that is attached to the poles from before Shabbat. So you just open the chupa, right? והוא הדין, הדף שקבוע בכותל, שבבית הכנסת, שמניחים עליו ספרים. Standard, basically. Many places that they have the standard attached to the wall, and you raise it, so you have roof. You don't have walls, so you don't have a problem to begin with. So that's what the מחצית השקל and like Achoinim says, you don't need the heter. The chupa is a little bit more because you're using the space. And still, it's not mamash letzel, but it's, at least you're planning to use the space. Now, is chupa mamash being made to use the space? And that's another debate in the Achronim. We're going to see soon. If you're not using the space, if you're planning to use the space and it's not mamash tzel, the chupa should be mutter. Right. So that's the discussion here. What is
the Rashba
is a problem. According to the Rashba, it's going to be a problem because you're using the space.
Right.
According to the Tosfot, based on what we explained, the Tosfot. Yeah. And according to the way that the Taz explained the Tosfot, all what we care is what you use under. So even if you're using under, it's going to be a problem for Tosfot also. Okay. So that's based on the Taz. So even that going to be mutter. Even if you're going to find a reason to be also chupa because you consider that to use the space, the fact that it was hanging on the poles and it was foldable, so then it's mutter. Mishnah Brura and Siv Katan Kav Daled, Siv Gimel, he just mentioned the idea that we have to have mechitzot in order to have a problem with like Tosfot. And then, page 13, now he comes to the explanation of Kiset Raskal. Why is it mutar to open it? Mutar lefotcho, kafzain. Page 13 on the top. Mutar lefotcho deha'avid vekai mi be'od yom, ela sheposhto umiyashvo kede lishev alav. Umayi ta'am ashari la'amid ha'chupa ulesalka, v'u adin odaf shekavua bakotel shebet ha'knesset shemenechin alav ספרים. מי הוא בדף, בלאו הכי שרי, דהיין כוונתו במה שפושט את הדף לשם מועל, ואם כן אין עליו שם מועל הרי, כיוון שהוא בלא מחיצות. So he bring the תוספת שבת, מחצית השקל said the same thing, that standard is not a problem to begin with. But חופה is a problem because you're using the space underneath, but because you're just open and close it, it's a building thing, it's mutter. Now what if you're going to have also מחיצות? Let's say you have a foldable tent that it's foldable and it has walls and a roof. So look in the Shaar HaTzion in Lamed Bet. So the Shaar HaTzion writes, Rashi, V'haynu afilu haya kise asui mechitzot ועל ידי הפשיטה נפשטים גם המחיצות. דאם לא כן בלאו הכי שרי לפי מה שפסק השולחן ערוך כלל בסעיף ג' He said, since the שולחן ערוך hold that you have to have מחיצות in order to have a problem, so when we come with a heter of foldable chair, we're coming to be matir that. So it has to be that we're matir with foldable stuff even when it has walls. And then in Seif Lamed Aleph, we also add another chidush that you're allowed to put a tablecloth on a table although lechora the tablecloth goes to the side and it makes walls, anyway you're not using the space underneath. And even if you would, it's another chiddush that it says that since the main use of the tablecloth is for what's on top of the table, so it's like the leftovers of the tablecloth, it's not even considered walls. So it's another svara to be mechadish. But everyone should continue to put the tablecloth on Shabbos and under.
I love it. Also, isn't tablecloth?
No,
you're
talking about what goes
along
the ground.
Now, in the Biur Halacha, דיבור מתחיל לכתחילה. In the bottom of page 13, he says, לפי זה נראה לכאורה, it's the second paragraph, לפי זה נראה לכאורה דואדין במיטות של ברזל שלנו שעשויים מקופלין וסמוכין לכותל, וכשרוצים לישן עליהן פושטן, ומותר לפושטן בשבת, דהעביד וקיים בעוד יום, ואין עושה שום מלאכה רק שפושטן, אך זהו שגגה, דהאח האירי שגם הגג והוא האור, שעל הכיסא גם כן קבוע במקבר, ועל כן גם הגם עלו אביד וקאי, כמו שכתבו התוספות בעדיה. So he basically described that they have like a foldable bed that didn't have the wood on top was not foldable. So you open the sides, the walls, and then you put a wood on top. So he had a havamina. It's basically the way that you would explain in Rashi, that's the way that people would have explained for this foldable bed, that since the walls are pre-made, so it's considered like they're open, and then maybe you could put on top of it because it's considered open mi ba'od yom. But he said Tosfot did not explain this way. But that's the way to explain based on what you're saying, that since the walls are foldable, it's like the walls are there before Shabbat, and if the walls are there before Shabbat, it's like what Tosfot says, when you have walls before Shabbat, you can put on top. But Tosfot, he in Forash understood in Tosfot that it's not the case, and Lemaisa will hold like Tosfot. But there is a way maybe to explain the way, what you wanted to say in Rashi. Now, this is to be the achronim on the page. Now, to have a little fun, we have a little bit of more in-depth analysis of what is Avid Vekai. So, the interesting question that we should discuss, and we're just starting now, is umbrella. So, umbrella is lechora the most foldable ohel that you have. It's completely foldable, and lechora after we learned the din of kiset raskal, lechora it should be a perfect kiset raskal, a perfect example for a foldable ohel that should be mutar completely to open in Shabbat. So the argument here between the Noda Biuda and the Chazonish and the other achronim also is first of all, how to understand the Pshat in Rashi, the Avid Vekai. Because when we talk about Kiset Raskal is a chair. A chair is not something that you normally use underneath. So is the heter of Kiset Raskal is a heter that matir everything, any type of ohel, or it's just matir a lower level isu? So let's read a little bit the Noda Biuda inside. He touched on that point. ולכאורה כוונת רשי בזה, do you see that page 14? ולכאורה כוונת רשי בזה, דלא תאמה דעשו משום שנוטה אוהל, ולכן כתב, דעה אביד וקאי, שהאור למעלה כבר הוא על הרגליים. ואינו אלא כמרחיב הרגליים זו מזו, ולכן אינו מחשב שעושה את האוהל. לכאורה the פשט in רשי, that any tent that you have, and it's fold, it's considered like it's open. That's why you're allowed to open the kiset raskal, because the kiset is ohel, and it's fold, and it's considered like it's open, so you're not doing anything on Shabbos. It's considered like it's open. V'im ken, gam persel, I don't know how you pronounce it, persel, that's how you, persel, הוא כזה שאינו אלא מרחיב צדדיו זה מזה, וממילא נשאר האוהל, ולבמיד יעביד, דעביד וקאי, you're not doing anything. אבל זה באמת אין כוונת רשי. דהרי לפי זה קשה, גם בתלית כפולה הוא באופן זה. תלית כפולה, זה, we didn't learn it yet, but תלית כפולה, we're going to see, blanket or תלית on top of a pole, it's been made this way, and why would it be also to just pull the two sides to the side? It was there of Shabbat, and usually open and close it, so it should be muta also. V'av sheshi, he is saying maybe talit is not miyuchad for it, but parcel is miyuchad for ohel, so then it should be mutar even if talit is aser, parcel should be mutar. Lemaisa, he says, ועוד קשה דהרה שכתב בדיבור קדם המיטה וכו'. אבל כוונת רשי, I'm skipping to the couple of prayers. You see around here. You see in the pages around here. אבל כוונת רשי, דרשי לשיטתו, דיו מפרש, הנחומרי מתנאית דמין כתבי שם לב בדיני אוהל לחוד מיירי. שהרי בכיסא גלין פירש הטעם שם היתקע. I'm skipping one line. ועל כל פנים רשי לשיטתו, והיה קשה לו בכיסא תרסקל, אף דמישום אוהל ליקה, דליטוב העביד. The main purpose that you open a chair is because you want to see it. You don't want to use the underneath, so there is no problem of oil to begin with. The only problem that Rashi has was, לכאורה, it should be oyster, because the same way that you're goyzer, mita galin, kise galin, shema itka, it should be choishish that people are going to start playing with the chairs and going to stick, going to do it hard, and going to do boine make bepatish. Should be choishish, the same way that you're choishish for kise galin, because Rashi bothered in the sugya with shema itka. So Rashi just said that the reason it's mutar because it's prepared to be open and closed, so we don't have the concern that you're going to start like fixing it or making it better, because it's a foldable chair, so that's the way that it works, and people are not fixing it every day. Kise galin is not something that you use to open and close, that's why you're choshes. So lemaise, if you read the Noda Biuda, he have a completely different explanation for Avid Vekai. He explained that Avid Vekai is only a heter for the problem of Shema Itka. It's not going to be a heter for a place that you want to create Ohel for the purpose of using underneath. And based on that, and he brings the case of Chupa from the Magen Avraham. He said, Chupa? Yeah. The reason you do a Chupa is for Kavod. You just want to honor people, so you put a chuppah. You know, it's not really using underneath for ohel. It's not really considered ohel. It's just the kavod. So the Magen Avraham doesn't need to use the heter of Rashi to be mater chuppah. Chuppah is a kavod.
What about the heter if it's being open to tefach before Shabbos? Then you can open
it. If it's open tefach, there is ohel in reality. Mosif al oil, it's a different heter. Mosif al oil is a different heter. Mosif al oil is you just adding on something that exists in reality. If the umbrella is open, it's a whole different story. It doesn't make. I mean, you're gonna see that the achronim like break their head to find a reason to also when it's already open. It's almost like doesn't make sense, and we're gonna see. But when it's already open completely, it's very hard to be oyser.
Promise that by the kisei galin, Rashi says it's made out of different pieces, and you put them back together, right? That's why Shemitah.
Right.
By the Mita, he says, Mita Shalano, Amit Beret Vilmeda.
Right.
So what's the problem, Shemitah? There's nothing that you're not taking apart or putting it back together.
No, but you didn't install it, and you're going to install it. So you're doing something new. Maybe you should be chashish.
You're just turning it over. You're not.
Okay. Maybe you're going to be chashish that it wasn't in reality, and you're doing something. So Rashi said, it's Avid Vekai. Right. No, I agree. I didn't like the pshat anyway, so it's how to protect. Now the Chazon Ish argue with the Noda Biuda like many other achronim, and he said it doesn't go in his ears. The pshat, what the Noda Biuda said about the sugya doesn't go. He can't like it doesn't go in. He said I can't like digest what he said. It doesn't make sense. It's pashut to me that. That the heter of kiset raskal is even when you create ohel. So foldable stuff, and the Chazon Ish compared it to delet. He said it looked like delet. What is delet? Delet is something that attached to the building. You open and close it. So you're not saying that every time that I'm opening my door, I'm destroying the house. Every time I'm closing the door, I'm building a house. Why? Because that's the derech shimush of the house. So too, when you have a foldable ohel, that's the derech shimusho. It's like a delet. It's a normal way of use. So that's the the idea of the Chazon Ish. And he hold that the heter of kiset raskal is even when you create ohel. So then he said, so why would it be also to open an umbrella? So he says, a couple of reasons, that none of them is like clear, but that's what he says. Umash yesh ladun, it's the page 16, it's the second line, the end of the first line, second line. Umash yesh ladun umishum tikun mana, kevan de bepticható ra'ui leshimush bo bekol makom, chashiv tikun mana tfe mipirisat oil bemakom ze. And then he said another two reasons, v'gam av shamil tatfe, v'nikar bo uvde dechol v'gorem pirtza. והרי אסרו קילה מבנה שאינם בני תורה. והרי הדבר מסור לחכמים לגדור גדר במקום הפרצה, וזה יותר חמור מאיסור פרטי ליחיד, כי זה גדר לעם כולו ולדורות. So, I'm going to try to explain the reason that he says, and just keep in mind that everything with a grain of salt, because he finished up the sentence that it seems like it's a gezeira, that the Nodabiyud felt that he should be finding a reason to be oyser, because it's a pirtza gdola, it's going to make people do stuff that it's oser, and like, but what he said, like a reason for the gezeira, he says that the chiluk between kiset raskal, that it's mutter, even when it's creating ohel, and the umbrella, is that umbrella, when you open it, now you can carry the ohel everywhere. Normally kiset raskal, you open it, you're using it here. That's the place that you're using it. You're not elevating the level of the tool. You just... it was open and closed. That's the only change. With umbrella, you created ohel, a fancy ohel that you can move from a place to place. So you basically change the form of the kli, of the... You metaken mana, you mechadesh a new level to the ohel. It's not only the ohel that you opened now. You also have a... nayad, ohel nayad. Ohel... Movable, portable, that's the word I was looking for. Portable oil. That's the tikkun mana is a portable oil. He said also it's av shamilta, uvda dechol. That's the svaras that it's always you can throw them in the air when you feel that it's something like look too much melacha, it looks wrong. It's very hard to define them exactly, but it's... But he opened a petach for... many heterim, because then in the next paragraph he says, "Min ha'amur nilmad de'agalot shel tinokot sheyesh alein sukah nimtachat mutar lemotcha ulekapla." Based on my pshat, he said, if the problem is tikkun mana, that I'm making a portable tent, this is true only if the tent is portable. If I have a carriage and it has a canopy on top, the canopy is just covering the carriage. I'm not taking the canopy and move it somewhere else. It's always covered the same place. So that's why it's going to be mutar. That's kiset raskal. And kiset raskal is fine as long as it's not portable kiset raskal. If it's a kiset raskal, it's a portable, that's not allowed. So according to the Chazon Ish, you're allowed to open the strollers even if you don't have tefach because of the heter of kiset raskal. I just have to mention that the Noda Biyuda himself... with his kiddush, that kiset raskal is not helping you for ohel, he wasn't like very machmir, because he said at the end, he remembered the Rema. There is a Rema in Siman Tafresh Kafvav, Elchot Sukkah. The Rema writes that if you have on top of your sukkah, you have a foldable cover to the sukkah, and there is rain and sukkot, you could open it. So, if I'm saying the kiset raskal, the heter is only when you don't create ohel, why would the Rema be matir there? So he said, you know what? He's the one who invent the idea of delet. He said that in the tshuva, that you can see that at the end of the tshuva, he accepted the idea of delet, and he says at the end, can look at the audit. ובאמת, two lines from the bottom, ובאמת מעריל עושה, אלא שרמה משיג עליו ומתיר על ידי הצירים דחשיב כמו דלת, you see it, page 14 on the bottom. ואומנם אין הנידון דומה, דשם אמרינן שזה כמו דלת, כי עיקר הבית או הבור ודות עומד, וזה דלת שלו ובטל אליו, אבל כאן עושה את כולו. So he was the one to invent the idea of delet, Rema, basically the one who invented it, but he just limited the Rema. And he said, you know why the Rema was matir and compared to a delet? Because you have the building, and you have something attached to the building, so you can consider that like tafel to the building, so then you can play with it. Like a delet, that it's part of a big house. But in our case, the whole tent is collapsed, so we can't say that it exists in the reality. So that's why he was not matir umbrella, and he would still matir the cover that the Rema discussed. And based on that header, he's going to be moider for stroller also. Because by stroller, you have the base, and you just have a canopy comes out, so you have the binyan, and you have the tafel to the binyan. So even the Noda Biyuda that was machmir, that kiset raskal, is not good enough for ohel, it's only when the whole ohel is collapsed, and you create the whole ohel. But if you have the base of the ohel open, and you just have a piece of it, like, movable, that's fine, even according to the Noda Biyuda. So strollers are pretty safe. It's still just a piece of it.
You fold the entire thing, and the entire thing is collapsed just like an umbrella.
The stroller itself is not
ohel. But the stroller is not ohel. The stroller itself is a stroller.
As a kiseh traskal is, you're sitting on it. I mean, it's exactly.
But the kiseh traskal, the whole thing is kiseh. So the kiseh is not here, and now the kiseh is here. Here you have a stroller, that the stroller is fold, but you see the stroller, and the canopy is just like attached to the stroller. The stroller is something that has nothing to do with ohel lechora. Unless you're going to say that the stroller himself is like kiseh. It depends what type of stroller, because many strollers, they have tefach thickness even when they're fold. So I don't know. It needs to be a very thin stroller. Huh? Are you saying that the igul itself? But all the fabric that, I don't know. It's a good point. Okay, I didn't think of it.
Can you say that about kiseh traskal also? I mean, it's why it's kiseh traskal okay, but in the case where we said the
eagle
itself.
We mentioned the Mishnah Berurah with the mechitza, foldable mechitza that.
But that is not mechitza.
So you're saying if the stroller is kiseh traskal, so then the whole thing is collapsed.
So if you're about canopy, the stroller
itself.
Yeah,
you're about the canopy, the stroller itself. It's exactly like a.
But again, kiseh traskal, we need the heter of foldable kiseh traskal when you have mechitzot for us. That's what the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion. That for us, if we don't have mechitzot, it's not even a problem. So we don't need the heter of kiseh traskal because it doesn't have mechitzot, so it's considered nothing. So the stroller is considered open because I don't need any heter to open it. I don't need to use kiseh traskal. I don't need to use the chidush of kiseh traskal because there is no mechitzot. Lichora.
So what makes the umbrella
different? Umbrella, I mean, and he said that umbrella is a portable, and you use the underneath. By agala, stroller, you don't need the underneath. You need the on top. You need.
In theory, yeah. Wait, you use the underneath.
You
put the baby underneath.
No. Stroller.
The main, let's put it this way, the main use of the stroller is to put the baby on top.
Well, because it's on the bed, you put your shoes underneath also.
But you're saying it's considered some use?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you're saying we will need the heter of kiseh traskal for a stroller by itself. Right. Okay, so good point. I didn't think of it. So if the agala, the stroller is folded, then according to the Noda Biyuda, it might still be a problem. But we don't need the Noda. I mean, we have enough poskim who said that kiseh traskal is heter even when you're. But it's going to be helpful. It's a chumrah. If you want to be yotzei the Noda Biyuda, if you leave the stroller open, then even according to the Noda Biyuda, you're fine. I will still say that. But you're right that. The Noda Biyuda said that if you fold the stroller, then lichora it's hard to say that the stroller is there, and then you just tuffle to the. So it shall go. Yeah. But if the stroller is open, even the Noda Biyuda is going to be moida that it's. mutter. And that's when you don't read the Noda Buda inside, you don't pay attention to this part. You just think the Noda Buda said that Kiset Raskal is not to be matir the ohel underneath. And that's not everything he said. He said that it would be fine if there is something that it attached to, but not when the whole ohel is.
No, I know.
Is it,